Breaking news. Florida mom filing suit after child transitioned at school without her consent. Happening all over U.S. January Little John. Little John is suing her daughter's school after it held secret gender talks without parental knowledge or consent. Teen transitions at school without mom's consent. You know, like 5 or 6 years ago, I said they're going to start changing children into trannies. Nobody believed me. I think people thought I was crazy. And I was kind of hoping I might be wrong. But it's actually happening. This is like front page news now. Everybody's talking about this topic. The transpocalypse is happening. So basically, schools are now hospitals, right? Every institution is now a prison and a hospital and a zoo. Basically, a human farm. They're harvesting humans. And basically, this is about slavery. You know, we're all basically slaves. We're born into a slavery system, and they don't want us to know it. Although I think nowadays, they just don't care if we figure it out or not. I guess they're trying to exterminate us and change us into a new species or something, but the next stage of evolution, you know. They want to turn humans into trannies, and they believe that they are the gods. We're like the farm animals. Whose children are they? Well, Joe Biden said that they're basically his children. They're the state's children, owned by the state. The state will transition your child into the opposite sex, because that's what they want to do. Why do you think they're turning schools into hospitals? Why? So they can inject people on a regular basis, every week, with hormones. That's the new era we're in. We're in the age of the injection. Bill Gates, the World Health Organization, COVID police, the injection police will be in charge of making sure that every child is injected on a weekly basis with hormones. And these hormones, they're going to solve all the world's problems. If everyone just became a tranny, we would solve all the world's problems. Turn it into the brave new world, right? It's all been an illusion. Everything's a lie. We're living in the Truman Show. And we're all Truman. And the only way out may be death and resurrection. We're all just farm animals. We're cattle. And they want to control the number of people who are born. And they want to control what happens to those people after they're born. They want to control who lives, who dies. And they want to control what species we are. They want to control our biology. And Bill Gates is setting up an army to do that right now. A one world government to be in control of changing our biology, biological warfare. And they want to do biological experiments and biological engineering to transform us, into a new species. That's what they want to do. And that's why they lie to us, so that everyone goes along with it. That's what the COVID narrative is all about. To change us into a new species, we need to get injected. And whatever's in the injections could change every year. And eventually, I think part of the plan is to inject children with hormones at school, which is basically a prison for children. So yeah, today they're talking about overturning the Roe versus Wade and allowing states to decide about abortion. But meanwhile, they probably already sterilized most of the population, so they won't have as many babies to abort anyway. And they want to replace real women with fake women. They're not going to turn all the men into trannies so that men will be having sex with other men, but half the men will be dressed like women. But what about the real women? What's going to happen to them? They may need women as breeding slaves eventually in the future. Maybe that's one role they'll have. They'll be like prisoners in a laboratory somewhere. And this is a sterilization program. You know, when you transition someone, you're basically sterilizing them. Transcasters are reporting on it as if they care about it, you know, as if they're concerned about this issue. According to Little John, her daughter, who was 13 years old at the time, expressed confusion over gender during the pandemic after a group of friends transitioned to the opposite sex. The pandemic causing children to change their sex? See, when I was 13... you know, I got in some trouble with drinking and drugs and messing around with the girl down the street. But I never had a group of friends transition to the opposite sex. I guess that's what is happening these days with young people. They're all transitioning. It's the great reset, isn't it? That's the great reset right there. All right. That's what this is all about. That's the new species, a new species of Homo. And they will be decanted from the London Hatchery and Conditioning Center, controlled by the state.
Oh, and this is for you. He's also a hermaphrodite.
Oh,
he's got both male and female sex organs.
Possibilities. And what's the deal? Well, how come there's all these female politicians who are like, you know, this age in their 40s and 50s? Like half of them are female, but they're not really female, are they? Governor of South Dakota, you got some Natalie Portman arms going on there. You could have been in the Thor movie. Ah, look at the flags as angel wings. Yeah. See, this is controlled opposition. All right. You know, this is supposedly a conservative right-wing Republican opposed to any kind of transgender agenda, but yet somehow the agenda keeps on rolling along. See, we think we have a voice, and we think these politicians are going to help us. None of them are going to help us. None of these politicians are going to help us. Not one of them. They're all in the cult, all right? They're in the Mithras cult. The Mithras cult in the Roman Empire. Mysteries of the Unconquered Sun. Yeah, the sun god cult, the Cybele cult, the tranny cult, and the sodomite cult, the pedophile cult. It's alive and well today. This is the beast sacrificing children to Moloch. They were sacrificing children. They may have been killing children, but they also were transitioning children, I believe. That's what that child sacrifice in Leviticus 18 is talking about. It's a ritual to turn children into eunuchs and transvestites. This is Leviticus chapter 18. And you'll notice in every verse it talks about sex, sexual relations. That phrase is used in every verse. But then when we get to verse 21, do not give any of your children to be sacrificed to Moloch. So there's no reference to sex. And this is the only verse in that whole chapter. It's like a list of sexual vices. And then 22 is homosexuality. And then bestiality. So you can see. So what do you think 21's really talking about, right? And in fact, the placement of this prohibition in a context regarding appropriate sexual conduct is curious. It certainly is. Many scholars have advocated a position reflected in Jewish tradition. Okay, so this is Jewish tradition. I came to this conclusion myself on my own, but it turns out other scholars and Jewish tradition says that what is involved here is Jewish parents offering their children to Moloch. Okay, so we know they are being offered to Moloch for some reason. Are they being killed? Are they being sacrificed? What's going on in this ritual? They're offering their children to Moloch to grow up as temple prostitutes, right? And we know what temple prostitutes are. They're trannies. Now, the women would be just regular female prostitutes, and they make money to pay for all the temple stuff. There's a lot of evidence for actual human sacrifice regarding Moloch. So I'm not denying that they sometimes would kill the child. There's other verses they talk about passing through the fire, right here. Children passing through fire. But what does that mean? Burning, passing through the fire. They pass through the fire. It doesn't say they get killed in the fire. So maybe this child sacrifice is sacrificing their seed, which is cutting their balls off, right? Castration ritual, and then they were dressed like women. That's what I think it means, actually. In Acts chapter 7, it says, you took up the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of your god Remphan. Now, this is probably the hexagram, which is mistakenly called the Star of David. It should never be called the Star of David. This was the hexagram of the castration ritual of the mother goddess cult. There's the child that passed through the fire. And fire was used in castration to cauterize the wound. They passed through the fire. See, this was a figure of speech they would have understood back then. And this is all hidden from us. This still happens today. This still happened today. Moloch, Moloch, Molochos. All right? The androgynous angels, the Moloch ritual, turning children into trannies, turning children into androgynous angels. That's what I think that means. Now, here's a reference to the that ritual as part of the Cybele cult, the mother goddess cults. The mystic and hidden ceremonies mentioned by Julian were in actual fact the gruesome rites of mutilation performed on the Day of Blood. This means Day of Blood, by those worshipers who thus became part of the group of Gali. Gali, the transvestite priest. Getting castrated and being turned into a tranny was an initiation into the mother goddess cults, the mysteries, the Eleusinian mystery religions. Religion occupied by the category of the sacred eunuchs, initiatory typology, initiation ritual, becoming a sacred eunuch. And now I'm not going to go through this, but just so you know, I do read these kind of things. This is a PhD thesis, Mother of the Gods, a case for syncretism in the Cybele and Isis cults at Pompeii. Just to show that basically these mother goddess figures would kind of merge across different cultures and different time periods. So it gets a little confusing, but just to simplify it all, I just think of there's a mother goddess, and then there's castrated priests and tranny hookers and all these transvestites and, you know, the cultic personnel, the people who are part of this cult. And then here's another PhD thesis. There's probably books about this as well, but the enduring goddess Artemis. So there's another mother goddess figure. This is basically Wonder Woman. This is in the Bible. Artemis is in the Bible. Artemis and Mary, mother of Jesus. So Artemis also then became Mary, changed the name. Artemis survived the conquering of this new religion under the guise of Mary. So Artemis survived. Inanna survived. Cybele, Isis, all these mother gods of the ancient pagan world that go back to the pre-flood Nephilim kingdom, they're still alive and well today. They're still being worshipped. These religions are still being practiced today under the guise of Mary in the Catholic Church. Mary is a goddess in the Catholic Church. Customs devoted to the worship of Artemis were fundamental to the civic identity of her followers, particularly in the city of Ephesus, in which Artemis reigned not only as Queen of Heaven, but also as Mother, Healer, and Savior. See, people love a mother goddess figure, right? It makes people feel safe and secure. It's kind of like a mask or an injection. They love their mother goddesses. Catholics pray to Mary. Catholic priests will tell their people to pray to Mary. And Catholics will deny it. If any Catholics watch this, they're going to hate me. Catholics don't like me. That's just the way it is, you know. Her citizens brought forward the only female character in the new ruling religion of Christianity, the Virgin Mary, and renamed her Theotokos, the Mother of God. Magna Mater, right? The Great Mother in Rome. Fusion took place between the ancient worship of Artemis in Ephesus and the elevation of Mary to Theotokos. The Ephesians forcing the early church to accommodate their traditions of Artemis. So that's what happened. The fusion of the ancient worship of Artemis or Cybele or whoever, Mother Goddess, and the elevation of Mary to Mother of God, who was the mother of Jesus in the Bible, but, you know, human mother, not a goddess. This just makes a lot of sense to me. Now, I think this person is arguing that it was the people that kind of demanded this, and there's probably some truth in that, but also the state, the Roman Empire, did this to survive, and they survive today in the Catholic Church, right? The Roman Empire persecuted Christians. They blamed a big fire on the Christians the Christians didn't start the fire. You know, it was like a false flag narrative, right? So the fire was used as an excuse to persecute Christians, and now Bill Gates is using the analogy of a Roman fire department to put out the common cold, basically, to prevent the common cold. So he's basically telling us the final tribulation is about to begin. And they're going to start persecuting people who do not obey this World Health Organization germ squad, the COVID police.
To kill people or to make money, or we started the pandemic, even some strange things like that I somehow want to track, the location of individuals, because I'm so deeply desirous to know where everybody is.